You know, they were really strong last week. They got eight wrestlers through to today's district. And if I remember right, I think Joe said they had three last I heard on the state, I believe. All right, back
underway
here. For
Pekin, it would be five so far.
Okay, well, thanks for the update. Five wrestlers through for the Pekin Panthers so far. Not done. 2 points for Shirk. He now leads it 3-0 as they circle their way out of bounds. With a minute 30 to go in the second period, 126-pound wrestleback, Chase Shirk of PCM leading it 3-0. Tyler Landgrebe of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont also in at 120 pounds. He'll be wrestling next week as your runner-up, losing to Aiden Reeves in the finals. But on to state nonetheless for Tyler Landgrebe. And Coach Brett Little will look for his second qualifier coming up here shortly with in the next match with Sage Walker.
Three to nothing to score, though, here for Chase Shirk of Prairie City Monroe. He's out in front of Tyler Haynes of Van Meter. Shirk working a front headlock here. 50 seconds left to go in this second period. Out of bounds. Back to the center. Chase Shirk.
Chase Shirk, a senior, I believe, looking for his first state tournament appearance. 2 minutes and 45 seconds away, leading it 3-0. Still neutral, locking hands there in the middle. Shirk now reaches up on the head, around the neck there of Haynes.
Haynes got that big pin in that consolation match against Alex Farmer of Grinnell.
Yeah, coming from behind, down 14-6, I think it was, and then stuck him. Another highlight match of the day today here. Still locked up and circling, hand fighting. 15 seconds remains, second period. Nobody really making any moves right now. Officials telling them, come on, guys, got to do something. Actually, a little surprised they haven't worn both of them here for Stalin, actually.
Yeah, Haynes is doing a nice job of controlling the hands there, and Shirk pushing him out of bounds.
And that's the way the second period will end as time winds down as they go out of bounds. So we'll go to the final 2 minutes here in this 126-pound wrestleback. Chase Shirk of PCM. Chase Shirk of PCM leads it 3-0 heading into the final 2 minutes. Let's go to Joe.
All right, thanks, guys. We're done here in Pleasantville, and let's give you a couple other updates here that we have not mentioned yet. Corydon sends three wrestlers to next week. Jackson Cobb at 106, Trent Terrell at 120, and Tay Van Dyne, a wrestler family there, the Van Dyne family, at 126 for Tay Van Dyne. So three wrestlers for Corydon. Pleasantville, the host team here, three wrestlers also quickly. 195, Evan Mann, 220, Chaz Clark. He's the second-place finisher there to Caleb Reeves, and 285. Matt Kaufman just finished his match, and he gets the second-place finish for Peeville. Montezuma, real quick, Grant Batral, 285. He'll move on, and we'll recap where we've all been so far, including that 2A matchup over in Fairfield where Centerville sends four wrestlers on. So we'll do that once you guys are wrapped up there.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, highlight match there was at that 220-pound weight class. Caleb Reeves, Sigourney Kyoto, and Chaz Clark of Pleasantville, number two and number three ranked, I believe. And it was Sigourney Kyoto with Caleb Reeves coming out with the pin in the third period on Chaz Clark. But they both advance. Here we've got a minute 10 to go in this match to determine our second state qualifier at 126 pounds. It's Chase Shirk of PCM holding a 3-0 lead over Tyler Haynes of Van Meter.
Yeah, neither wrestler really trying to advance here.
No.
Jamie, I'm surprised we haven't seen that stall call coming. Looks like it might be getting closer here with 45 seconds left to go in the third period.
I agree. The head official just went down to his knees to take a closer look at Shirk on the bottom here, and I do sense a stall call coming soon. And I think it would most likely go on Shirk on the bottom.
Yeah.
As they work their way out of bounds, 37 seconds to go in the match. Shirk leads 3-0.
He's in a position where he can afford to give a stall call away here.
Yep.
On the whistle. Shirk trying to get up to his base here, but Haynes just doing a nice job of putting in that deep waist ride, breaking him back down, and not letting Shirk get up to his feet. So 25 seconds left.
But for Haynes, he trails 3-0, so he's got to do a little more than that.
Yeah, he needs to get off that deep waist ride and try to advance.
Now up to his feet is Shirk, and he'll run out of bounds trying to break the handlock. So he'll still be down on the bottom with 16 seconds to go in the match and a 3-0 lead for Chase Shirk of PCM.
Haynes tries to jump around on a front headlock here, and Shirk's going to get the escape.
There's the escape for Shirk. Moves it to 4-0 and secures the win here with 5 seconds remaining. And Haynes trying everything he can for a head throw, but instead it slips off and it'll be 2 right at the end for Chase Shirk, and he'll win it 6-0. Chase Shirk of PCM wins his wrestleback 6-0 over Tyler Haynes of Van Meter, and Chase Shirk, your runner-up for PCM, will advance the state at 126 pounds in Class 2A. Let's go to Joe Millage.
All right, thanks a lot. We sure look forward to bringing you those PCM matches next week. So if you're in the Prairie City, Monroe area, make sure you tell your friends and neighbors to tune in to Thunder Country. We'll bring you the PCM matches next week. You know, we've talked a little bit in Fairfield, Class 2A, District 3, about the Centerville wrestlers and how successful they've been. And you're right, Jamie, they've come back. And, I think it was TZAP that mentioned they've had some struggles over the years. But to get 4 through to state is a big success for them. Matt Lewis, Nate Genobana, and Caden Kozlerich, as well as Tiger Terpstra, going on to next week. But let's mention Davis County. One wrestler at 126, Devon Goring, will be headed to Wells Fargo Arena next week, and we'll keep an eye on Devon and his matchups in weight class 126. Back to you in high fidelity at the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth in Knoxville.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. We're underway in the 145-pound wrestleback, Sage Walker of Eddyville, Blakesburg.
Sage and
42 on the season.
Yeah, Sage and Colton met each other last week in the finals at the sectionals, and Sage Walker got a first period pin over Colton Vest. And here we are now, and Sage out to early lead, minute 15 to go here in the first period. Sage Walker leads 4-1.
Yep.
4-2 now as Walker cuts Vest.
So Sage Walker trying to fight off that that finals loss where he was pinned in 2 minutes and 50 seconds by your champion, Clayton Keller of Sadell. And see if he can fight back here and earn his second trip to state as a sophomore. And he just got caught on his back. 2 takedown. No count, though. He's keeping that one. Wow. That's got to be a close to a potentially dangerous call, I would think, the way that arm is stretched out on Walker. And there it is. Yeah, there's a potentially dangerous call. I thought that was coming, but Walker just about got caught there. How he fought that off, I don't know, Travis, but no count. He did give up the 2 takedown, though, and it's tied 4-4.
Tied up now, 4-4. Sage Walker, he done a nice job of fighting, staying off of his back there and giving up any near fall points, but he's got to watch that.
Colton Vest at South Tama County, 37-10, a senior, ranked number 7. And Sage Walker of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 40-2, a sophomore. And I think he's ranked 5th. Yep, ranked 5th coming in. Placed 8th as a freshman last year at the state tournament, trying to go back again and get on that podium. And again, he gets turned to his back and caught, trying to fight off his back, and does again.
It's 2 near fall.
2 near fall, yep. 2 near fall for Vest. And it's 6-4. And Coach Brett Little, I don't think, agrees with. He was letting the officials know that his headgear was slipping off.
He's looking for a locked hands call there, and didn't get it.
Well, Sage Walker trails now after that 2-point near fall, given up 6-4. Colton Vest of South Tama County with the advantage. 14 seconds to go, first period. Colton Vest looking for the upset here. He's riding Walker. And again, near fall points coming here for Vest with 7 seconds to go in the first period. It's going to be another 2-point near fall at the end of the period as time winds down. 3-point near fall.
3-point near fall.
3-point near fall.
Gage Walker's going to find himself trailing here 9-4 going into the second period. So
Walker has got to find that extra gear right here. 9-4. Colton Vest of South Tama County leads Sage Walker of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Walker gives up the escape to start the period. He wants to be neutral, so he gives a point to Vest, and it's 10-4. 10-4 to start the second period here in favor of Vest of South Tama County.
Both wrestlers on their feet here now. Vest tries to drop down on a single leg.
Walker's got to get aggressive here, Travis. You know, when you're down 10-4, you can't necessarily wait for your opening. Oh, and there. No takedown. Everybody in the gym that's not an Eddyville fan wanted a takedown there on the edge of the mat, but the official says no, no points.
No points.
South Tama coach is questioning it. Again, his feet were right on the edge of the circle there. The official says no takedown for Vest. So back to the middle, still neutral. 10-4, Vest leads it. A minute 25 to go, second period. Sage Walker in trouble here. He's got to take some shots here, Travis.
Yeah, he's being pretty defensive here, being trailing by 6 points here. A minute 15 to go in the second period. Now he tries to hit a little sit-out, duck under, and Vest does a nice job of sprawling away from it.
And there's Vest in on a deep single again. Walker trying to fight it off. They go down to the mat. Nobody's gained control yet. Still no control. That's very close to 2 points for Vest. The official right there saying no points yet.
Still no control.
Very close to control.
Got to get the head up.
They're
going to
call stalemate. They're going to call stalemate. You can hear the displeasure of the fans in the gymnasium. Seems to be a lot of Colton Vest fans here.
Yeah.
10-4. Colton Vest leading it over Sage Walker of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in this 145-pound wrestleback. 38 seconds remain. Second period. There's Walker in on a shot. Nice double leg down to the mat. Hasn't finished it yet. Eddyville wants the two.
Walker
no
needs to step over them legs to get the 2 points here. Break that hand.
Still no points.
Got to have the two now.
Yeah, it should be two right there. I think Walker had control. No points. Eddyville sideline is going nuts. Now, Vest in on a single leg. Down to the mat again. Scramble on the edge. Out of bounds. Again. No points.
No points awarded.
Wow.
Now, I'm with Coach Little here on this. Sage Walker should have had a 2 points takedown, and he should have had a 2 points near fall.
You know, this official right here has made a lot of trips to that scoring table today, hasn't he?
Yep, he sure has.
I mean, not picking on it, you know, but he's made a lot of questionable calls and no calls today. He was the official involved in that 20-minute dispute with that match earlier today, and now Coach Little all over him, but
yep.
Doesn't win the battle. It's going to stay 10-4 with 1 second to go, second period, and that'll be the end of the second period as the whistle blows, and then neither wrestler moves, and we go to the third period. So Sage Walker has 2 minutes. He wants to start neutral. It's 10-4. He wants to start neutral, but he's got to make some shots, Travis.
He's got to get some offense going here. He's got to really get his offense started.
There's a double leg takedown. He dumps him and gets the two.
He's got to cut him. He's got to keep rolling here.
10-6.
6-11 to score.
Now 11-6. And he gets snapped down to his back. On his back is Sage Walker. Three near fall coming at the very, very least, and he is very close to being pinned. Sage Walker in big time trouble right here. Colton Vest looking to secure the fall. Walker rolls out of it. But we've got a 3-point near fall.
It'll be 16-6 your score.
Yeah, it was a 5-point move straight down to his back. 2-point takedown, 3-point near fall. 16-6.
Minute 15 to go in the third period.
Colton Vest dominating Sage Walker right here in this 145-pound wrestleback. A minute to go. 1 minute to go. Sage Walker on the bottom. Oh, rolls. Just about caught Vest there on his back. Vest still in control, though. That was close for Walker. And Vest able to regain control there. 40 seconds remain. Back to his base is Walker. Head on the mat. Off to the side is Vest. We're down to 30 seconds remaining. 30 seconds remaining. 16-6. Colton Vest, South Tama leads Sage Walker, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Now Walker up to his feet. Gets the escape and the takedown. Should be 3 points there, right?
Just a reversal.
Okay, sorry, just a reversal. So 16-8. Walker with a front headlock.
He's got 10 seconds remain.
5 seconds remain. And Colton Vest of South Tama is going to hold off and win over Sage Walker of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. 18-8 is your final. Colton Vest avenges a loss in last week's sectionals to Walker,
yep,
where Walker got the fall and wins in this wrestle back 18-8. And Walker will finish third, just like Alex Hanna did here today. So Tyler Landry will be the only Rocket at Wells Fargo Arena next week.
Yep. Coming up here 160 pounds now, we're going to have Knoxville's Cody Ray Smith in a sectional rematch against Gavin Malloy of Williamsburg. Malloy won that match.
Sage Walker finishes his season.
And that was a
40-3.
Yeah, that was a tight match too between Malloy and Cody Ray Smith. It went down to the wire, and I think Malloy ended up only winning by a point.
All right, Knoxville fans, trying to get the third Panther through to the state tournament.
Both wrestlers on their feet here. We're just underway.
Knoxville brought four here. Joe Hollenrake did not get a chance to wrestle back. He finished third. And they're trying to punch their third ticket here to Wells Fargo Arena with Cody Ray Smith. Already in for Knoxville are Kobe Meyer and Chase Bellin at 170 pounds and 220 pounds. Cody Ray Smith trying to join him here at 160 in this wrestle back as he's facing off against Kevin Malloy of Williamsburg.
Albia fans, a couple weights here to go. We got 160, 182, and then Ben Mason will be coming out here to wrestle back at 195. So momentarily we'll be have Ben Mason back out here on the mat. Still no score. 1 minute left to go here in the opening period. Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. Gavin Malloy, Williamsburg. Both wrestlers trying to work an angle here. Malloy trying to work a front headlock. Smith gets separation.
Not a lot of action here so far in the first minute and a half. Now, Malloy in on a single. And good job there as Smith fights it off and they work their way off the mat. 32 seconds remain, first period, no score. Still neutral. If you're just tuning in, this is live high school wrestling coverage, Class 2A District 6 tournament from Knoxville High School. We're in the wrestlebacks, 160 pounds. Knoxville's Cody Ray Smith looking to become the third Knoxville wrestler to make it to the state tournament. There's 2 points from Malloy.
Yeah, now he's going to get some back points there, too. He's going to get a two near fall. 4-0 is going to be your score here as Gavin Malloy goes out in front of Cody Ray Smith.
Two takedown, two near fall for Gavin Malloy of Williamsburg. He leads it 4-0 as the first period comes to a close.
Williamsburg currently has three kids.
They brought 10.
Punched through. South Tama County has 5. Cody Ray Smith trying to work up off his base here. Tries to hit a Granby roll. Gets the back leg of Malloy. Malloy still maintain control here, 4-0. Gavin Malloy out in front of Cody Ray Smith.
40 seconds to go, second period.
Now Cody Ray Smith comes up on the single leg. Going to get the two-point reversal here on the edge of the mat.
Haven't awarded it yet.
Nothing yet.
They haven't awarded it yet, and off the mat, no points. Boy, there's been a lot of close ones here.
There has been. And that could have been awarded a escape, too,
right,
very easily on that.
Well, I would say minimum should have got the one, but
yep,
nothing, and we go back to the center.
There's an escape now for Cody Ray Smith.
Now he's working on a takedown, and there he's
gets
got
behind,
it.
Gets the 2 points. Now Cody Ray down 4-3 here.
Quick 3-point.
15 to go here in the second period.
Quick 3-point explosion by Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. 4-3. Kevin Malloy Williamsburg holding a slim lead. A minute to go in the second period. 160-pound wrestle back live on Thunder Country KIIC from Knoxville High School. Wes Cummings of PCM, your 160-pound champion. He's already punched his ticket to state. How many does PCM have?
Right now they have 6. I think that's it.
They brought 8 and they get 6 through. Not bad for the PCM.
They have a wrestle back with Ben Mason here at 195 pounds. So,
wow, they could get 7 of their 8 through. PCM's been tough all year, though. They were ranked 7th in the state as a dual team. They won the sectional last week and advanced to the team regional duels on Tuesday. They won their first round bout and then fell to Williamsburg in the finals and did not earn the state duels berth. Williamsburg did. But a great year for PCM, and they have a chance to send seven wrestlers to state. 25 seconds to go as they work their way out of bounds. Still 4-3. Calvin Malloy of Williamsburg holding that one-point lead over Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. Smith will cover with 25 seconds to go, and we've got a caution on Smith.
Yeah, these two had a real good bout last weekend.
Quickly up to the feet is Malloy. Over to the edge of the mat. Down to the mat and out of bounds. Back to the middle. Nothing changes. 18 seconds remain, second period. Malloy is still down. Smith